ضربني very dear friends, ladies, gentlemen, the Jacobson family, headed by Mrs. Celia Jacobson. Good evening, and all the best to all of you. There are four words in the end of the book of Vayikra, the end of the Chukosai. But if I want to give a description of Gershon Zichrono Livracha, a close friend, a healthy friend, a wise one, I would use these four words, and they say maybe more than everything. V'hoyo erkecho lefi zarei, says the Pharaoh. If you want to know the value of a human being, Erke, what's his value, how important he is, what is his personality, what does it include? The answer is always, according to the Torah, Lefi Zav, according to his children, to his descendants. Look at the children. Look at the family. Look whom and how did he bring up a family. Then you have the answer who was the man. I look at the children of Gershon and Mechaim Arutim of Tzidia. I go to Heichel. I start with the oldest one, Shimon, you have heard him just now. Ending with Bakot and Kilo, the youngest, the Yosef Yitzchak, the editor of the Algemeiner Journal today. And in between, the brother and the sister, the whole family, the Eniklach, the Hoyo Erkecho, to know the value, the real one, of Reb Gershon Zichrono Livracha, the Fizar, look at his children. This brought me to this stage today. Because Reb Gershon lived, as Shimon said, in many worlds, in a very difficult, critic period of time in the Jewish history. Holocaust, wandering, establishment of a Jewish state, how to bridge the gap between Hacha and Hatam, here and there. And he lived in many words. The Lubavitch Rebbe. All the Jewish personalities of the United States of America, Europe, and Eretz Yisrael. And he lived so close to them. He quoted them so correctly. He brought into the mind and the knowledge of Klal Yisrael things, personalities, memories, news, thoughts, emotions. He was the real shofar to blow in the old Jewish voice in this modern time of life. Yehi zichro baruch v'nishmato tzrura b'tzrura chayim. Amen. Continuing the Algemeiner Journal, this is his monument. This is his Ner Neshoma. That's what he wanted. That's what he wished. I remember him in the hospital. This was his dream. This was his vision. If you want to build a statue, a monument, to the memory of Gershon, if you want that his candle will be not extinguished, you have to support the very continuity of his Algemeiner Journal. To my topic tonight, a rov must start with parashah. Parashat HaShavua. In Eretz Yisrael, we are already in the Parashat HaHalos. Because day after Shavuos, we were living in Nosai already. He was Yom Tov Sheni Shigolios. And we are here in New York in the week of Parashat Nosai. We find in Parashat Nosai Birkas Kehan. We in Eretz Yisrael have it stayed every day. The Kohanim come up and they bless us. We say it daily in the morning in our prayer of Birkat HaShachar. Broche Birkat HaTorah, not to be in vain. We bring, we quote the Psukim of Birkas Kehan. The sages in Midrash Rabbah this week asked a very simple question. We didn't ask it. How and why are we privileged to have it? Ribbono Shel Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell your brother Aaron and his children, Kohen Gadol who is B'nai Yisrael. And if my children, children of Israel, will come with a complaint, they punish them, why did you send messengers to bless them? Why not you yourself? Va'ani Aborchem. I will put my seal on the blessings that the Kohanim, there is a reason why I have chosen the Kohanim, Aroi Kukom, Rit Kehuna Choyim, that they will be the shluchim, the messengers, to give the broch. But the broch is in my name, on behalf of the Almighty. Va'ani Aborch. Every day. To have Birkas Kehan. Even once upon a year, there were kehillahs that only Yom Kippur was Birkas Kehan. It's chutzpah. The sages ask, what is our schut, our privilege? To have it's a fortune. Why are we fortunate to have it? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, a debate. One says, "Bezchut whom? Bezchut Avraham Avinu. We have a schus omis for Avraham Avinu." The Rebbe Yisrael took him. He was close to 100 years old. Telling him, the Hoyo Zal Acho, he called for Yashomar. Look at the sky, count the stars. Can you count them? No. By Yomel of Ko, he hears a letter. The Heavenly Barash. In this age, to have such a faith, such an emunah, that he will have children in the numbers of stars in heaven because of Kor Yehiyez Al-Ef, which was told to Abraham Avinu, and he believed Kor Yehiyez Al-Ef. Parallel comes Kor Sevor who is B'nai Yisrael. Kor because of Kor. The other says, no, this is not enough. Was Yitzchok. Yitzchok, 37 years old, joining his father to Mount Moriah. All of a sudden he asked his father, Hinei ha'esh v'ayitzi, here is the fire, here are the woods, ayeh ha'sed oil. Where is the lamb that you want to sacrifice? And the father told him, Elohim dir Eloha said, he will find it. If not, le oilu bini, you are the sacrifice. You are the victim. Vayelchu shneim yachad. He didn't hesitate. He didn't refuse. He didn't escape. He couldn't escape. He wasn't a baby. 37 years old. The father came on behalf of the British beleeft echot, keish echot, the son followed his father. What is written there in the Akedo? Avraham Avinu says, Leneorot, Shmuel and Eliezer, Shmuel Achem Poti Machamor, you stay here with the donkey, Vani Vanar, Mi and Yitra, Nelcha Ad Ko, 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 of that Nelcha was Messias Nefesh. He's walking together to Mount Moriah, was Kiddush Hashem. Because Nafshem, he was ready to feel no pain at Nafshem. So Rabbi Yehuda of the Rabbi Nechemiah says the second one, you ask me, what is our schus of Birkas Kehani? Ani ve'ana melko atko, and the Na agrees, accepts it. It's b'schut ve'koi, sevor who is the Neis. But Rabbono concludes the debate. Avraham Avinu ko yezarecho. Yitzchok ani v'adar melko asko. But we have Birkas Kehanim in the schus of Yaakov. In Mount Sinai, Amat Mitzayot. The Bereishit says to Moshe Rabbeinu, ko soimar leveit Yaakov. Sagen livne Yisroel. Achon reisim ki min ha-shamayim di balti bo. Der koi sevor po birkas kohani, according to Rabbono, is in schus of koi soima vadeis yano, which means, Avraham Avinu is taki amud ha-chesed. Avraham Yitzchok Avinu is the avoided. Yisirus nefesh, kiddush Hashem. But they were individuals. Avraham Avinu, Ha'ibri, on one side the whole world, on the other side, opposite to him. Yitzchok was the only one, if he Yitzchok, he called him a Kodor. Yaakov Avinu built a community. He was the builder of the nation. Speaking about the future of Judaism, here starts the past. Here are the roots. Without him, we have no issue to discuss. There is no problem. The first one who had 12 sons, 12 tribes, surrounding his bed in his very last hour, and he looked at them, no words, but a deep look to each of them. Who is not loyal to his way, to his concept of life? Because my father had an Esau. My grandfather had a Yishmael. Who of these 12 sons is not following my footsteps? I'm a yeshiva boy from Sheva Eder. Maybe someone is in the way of his grandfather, Rabban Maran, God forbid. And all the 12 sons say to him together, Shema Yisrael, listen, our father, Hashem Elohim, Hashem. And spontaneously he reacted, Baruch Shem Kri Malkus Elohim. That's why we add the sentence inside of Kriyat Shema. The first time that you have Beis Yaakov, the Nei Yisroel, such a phenomenon, it never existed before. So Rabbono say, you ask what is our schus of Koi Sevor who is Bnei Yisroel. Bishus Yaakov who founded this Bnei Yisroel. Koi Soima, the Beis Yaakov, the Sagan of Bnei Yisroel. This is Parashat HaShavua, which gives us the background to the topic I want to discuss with you, future of Judaism. Now if we have the combination of the two fathers, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, and Yaakov Avinu, with the 12 tribes, we have to ask ourselves, who was the first one who gave us the title Am, the nation? Like Yaakov, you have Beis Yaakov. Eish was the name Israel, Haboyim Mitzrayim, Eish Yaakov, Ish Ubeis Evo, Reuben Shimon, Levi Yudah. Beis Yaakov, the name Israel. Who was the first one who gave us the title Am? A nation. Where did it come? The first one was Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he was friendly. What did he say? In his first bond, the conference. Haba nitchakman. Let's find a final solution to stop this multiplying and flourishing of the Jews. Let's find a way how to stop it. Hinei, he says, Am b'nei Yisroel, Rabbi Atzumi Menu, Hava Nitzchak Manu. The first one who gave us a title, this was a combination. Am b'nei Yisroel. So far they were b'nei Yisroel, the children of Yaakov, Yisroel. Am b'nei. When I ask someone who is far from Torah mitzvot, not only that he doesn't observe them, but he's anti. There are very few of this type, very few, but they ask them. And I ask him on a symposium and a debate, wherever, so what makes you a Jew? No Shabbos, no Yom, no Talis, no Tefillin, neither of this kind, nor of that kind. You are my brother. Yes, I am. I'm Jewish. I'm a proud Jew. Very much. How do you express Judaism in your own life? He says, we share the same destiny, he says. Kesher Goral. We are connected by the same destiny. You are a Jew, I am a Jew. I said, this is exactly the definition that Paul gave. By what were we Am B'nai Israel? That our blood is hefker. That our honor is nothing. That our properties do not exist. That our freedom, forget about it. That we have laws different of the others. We are a minority in Egypt with no rights at all. And discrimination was the festival of Egypt. Vayetzav Paro lechol amo lemor, the command was officially Kol haben ha'yilod ha'yor ha'tashkifu. All the boys born in Egypt, throw them into the Nile. Kol haben ha'yilod. We can think that this is a demographic problem, that there are more boys than girls. In order to balance the population, you have to take all the boys being born, throwing them into the Nile. But Unkirus, the first commentator of the Torah, before Rashi, he paid attention to these words. How translates Unkirus this possible? Kol bar be'ikyalit, kol haben ha'yilot, li Yehuda'ei. There was a Torah Shabbat and a Torah Shabbat. For the UN, for UNESCO, for Kol HaBen HaYilod. We have a demographic problem. Boys, girls. But Mipela also to the police of Egypt, to the officers, to the Noxi, to the Shotrim, to all the guards. There was a very special definition. only boys will be born by the Jews. Kolbar te'ityalit li'yehudae. This was Kesher Korah. 62, 3, 4 years ago, we had the same Korah, that's right. Jews from Saloniki and Jews from Varsha had the same Korah. Sidim, Snagim, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Balkan, Bulgaria, Greece, we share the same destiny. He will give the definition, who is a Jew? Adolf Eichmann, Adolf Hitler, Julius Streicher, Alfred Rosenberg. They will answer the question, who is a Jew? In opposition to Perel, who gave the first definition, Am Bnei Israel, of Hava Nitzchak Balo, Pen Yirbe, final solution. 80 years later, came Moshe Rabbeinu, the Altini, and said one pasuk, unforgettable. Hayom hazeh nihyeso le'am la'Hashem Elokecha. Pharaoh says that we are a nation because he can take our rights and can throw our children into the line. I am one of the survivors, says Moshe Rabbeinu. And I tell you, my people, you became a nation, not in Egypt because of destiny, not even in Exodus, not even in Kriyat Yam Suf, but today, now, here, Hayom Hazeh, Zeh Velo Acher, where was it? In Mount Sinai. When was it? Ramat Tayyip. Now when you have a Buddha, and you have Tayyip, and you have the Ten Commandments, and you have the 613 mitzvahs, your culture, your concept of life, Judaism, when Judaism was given to the Jews became a nation. And whom do we have to accept? Pharaoh or Moshe Rabbeinu? Who is our teacher? Who is the Rabbeinu? Who is our guide? Moshe Rabbeinu, as we call him. He is our guide. And he told us very clear, very sharp. Our nationality is being born by Matthew Taylor. Same slogan which was given by Rav Saadia Gaon. Ein umateinu uma ela betorotea. Our nation is not a nation, but because of the Torah, Torah Shebiktav, the Torah Shebante. Not that we are a nation who has Torah. A nation who have received Torah. As you say in Hebrew, Am HaSefer. It's not a nation who has a book, the book of the books. Am HaSefer means he was born and created from the power of the book. From the book he was created. Our nation was born in the Torah Shebiktav. The Torah Shebiktav. And these are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hayom Hazeh Nitala. So far we were Beit Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. Pharaoh will not give a definition about the past, present, and the future of the Jewish nation. Moshe Rabbeinu will give it. In Ottawa, many years ago, was a debate on the radio between the Israeli ambassador to Canada at that time, late Rav Dr. Yaakov Herzog, son of Chief Rabbi Harav Yitzchok Isaac Halevi Herzog himself, brother of late President Chaim Herzl, scholar, Talmid Buddha of Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. He was an ambassador in Canada. To Canada came for 1 year lecturing in the university, a very famous historian from Great Britain, Professor Arnold Toynbee. He didn't like us too much. Toynbee had a concept that we are not a nation, we are not allowed to be a nation. If we declare ourselves as a nation and demand a state for ourselves, it's a crime against our messenger. We were born to be spread out in the diaspora, to guide mankind, monotheism, morals and ethics. We are a religious sect. We have a mission. We are not a nation. A long discussion on the radio. I want to develop only one point made by Dr. Jacob Herzog. Permit me to develop a little bit imagination, but the point in principle is not mine. We are not a nation. Who is? Can you describe an Olympic aircraft arriving to the airport of Athens? From the aircraft will come down an old man who have received a permission for sightseeing in his home city. A permission from heaven to come and see Athens. An old man. So the worker in the airport will climb up the ladder, asking him if I can help you. Who are you? I am Socrates, the philosopher of Athens. The worker starts to speak to him. No common language. Both speak Greek, but it's not the same Greek. It's not the same language at all. The classic Greek of Socrates and Greek of today, it's not the same language. There will be a translator. Socrates will ask, where is Acropolis? Ruins. The temple of Zeus? No temple of Zeus. There is a church, Orthodox Greek church, belongs to Christianity. No Neptune, no Mars, no Aphrodite, no Helen. Nothing of this kind. Christianity. How many countries are under the dominion, the control of Greece? How is it we are a small country in the NATO allies headed by the United States of America? What are we, number one? Sports, marathon, Olympiada, number one? No. Not the same language, not the same religion, not the same power, not an empire at all. Greece of Karamanlis and Papandreou is not Greece of Socrates, Aristo or Plato. Nothing except geography. Nothing in common. And Alitalia will stop in a Fiumicino airport, near Rome. An old guy will come up, the worker will climb up the ladder, may I help you? Who are you? Julius Caesar. Vini Vidi Vici. May I help you? He doesn't understand the question. The Latin language of Caesar and the Italian language of today are not the same language. Not the same at all. Will you take me to the temple of Jupiter? Who's para Jupiter? The Jupiter. We have the Vatican here. What is Vatican? It's a church, it's a, not a religion. Christianity, Catholic Christianity. There is a Pope from Germany, yesterday was from Poland. Not an Italian, not an Italian. No Jupiter. Colosseum, ruins. Gallia, later on France, belongs still to Roma. Not at all. France is Chirac, Roma is Parodi, yesterday Berlusconi. What are the countries that are under our control? Abyssinia, Angola, not. Italy is also state in the allies of NATO. Constitution, Justinianus, we don't give you constitution for the world. What are we, number one? No feet. Roma of Caesar and Roma of Fellini are not the same. So these two personalities came to visit in their own home cities where they were born and where they died. And nothing in common, religion, language, mentality, nothing in common. In Lut, near Tel Aviv, and then Alstadt, an old man stands up out of the door, and the worker from Ben Gurion Airport sees a man with a white beard, climbs up the ladder. Shalom Aleich. The man says, Aleichem Shalom. Same language, word by word. It's an honor to meet you, says the worker. I am Moshe. The older said, I am also Moshe. I was born in Tbilisi, in Georgia. Said, I was born in Egypt. Did you visit Israel before? Unfortunately, never. So it's not your home. It is my home. I have received a promise from the Almighty to give it to you. Are you Jewish? Of course I'm Jewish. But since I'm Yehudi, I'm in Moshiach, in Greece. May I ask you a favor? The worker said, whatever you want. I have got a recite sheet, 24 hours to visit Israel, and I didn't have the chance to take with me the film. Do you know where it's possible to get a film? The film? I give you mine. You have the film? Of course I have the film, and it shows time. Only half an hour ago I finished having a shuttle. I'm not a Jew. And the Talit you have also, the city, of course. Talit, the Philip. Here we have a synagogue, even three. In the new airport, three synagogues. You want to say Ashkenaz, Mr. Sparad, Hasidim, Mishnagim, Makdishov, Nekadesh, whatever you want. With the Yatzbach Pilkune, without the Yatzbach Pilkune, it's a supermarket. Choose what you want. Do you say what I told you, Shema Yisrael? Of course. Out of Jews, for him at home. Sure you are at home. Come. Have the Shabbos as the Yom Tov. All the words that he taught us 3,300 years ago are here in our very eyes. And we kiss the mezuzah. He wrote it. Yaakov Herzog said to Professor Taibbi, same religion, same language, same homeland, same commandments, same faith. This is not a nation. So who and what is a nation? This is about past and present, and this is also the future of Judaism, which I mean to tell you. Unfortunately, we have now a phenomenon which happened in the times of the Second Temple already, but not in these moments, called assimilation. It's not now to discuss if assimilation brought to intermarriages or intermarriages brought to assimilation. Both are a threat for the future of the Jewish existence. 52% here of intermarriages. 80% in the Scandinavian, in some places in Latin America. 70% about in France. 80% of the French Jewry came from North Africa. Morocco, Algiers, Tunis. 50 years ago you wouldn't meet a Jew in the street of Casablanca, Meknes or Marrakesh, going on Shabbat with a cigarette in his mouth. You wouldn't dare. Chalel Shabbat, the Farhetzion. 50 years ago it didn't happen, and today. 80% of French Jewry are North African, and 70% of the French Jewry intermarries, and the children are most of the Jewish people. Behind the Iron Curtain, which was 15 years ago, the numbers are very unclear, but high numbers. California, over 52% of intermarriages in the United States of America. Speaking about the future, to have a concern about the future Jewish people, of Judaism, you have to be aware to one point, I'm sure, that every intelligent man knows it. What is the formula to heal this disease? I will give names from my own experience of cities where the percentage of intermarriages is the lowest. Manchester, Antwerp, Baltimore, Toronto, San Paulo, Cape Town, Johannesburg, Melbourne and Sydney. I don't speak about the register. What is in common of these cities from west of Europe to South America, North America, South Africa, Australia, And one city, maybe it's number one in success, diaspora, of lack of intermarriages. A city in Mexico, Monterrey. What is in common? Jewish education in those cities is close to 100%. Over 75%. When I came to Rabbi Kaiman, Moshe Kaiman, Shlita, who writes in the Allgemeine Journal from time to time, when I came to him to mention 50 years of leading the community of Monterrey, about 10 years ago, was 50 years ago, the father of the community. There were 260 children, Jewish children in Monterrey, till 18, from kindergarten till 18, 260. Except one, age 15, one of 260, I will not mention his resource from where it comes, 259 studied the King David School, the Jewish school. When I came there, that's the last time in my life, they welcomed me with Yevarechecha Hashem Mitzion Urebe to Yerushalayim Koyimecha Yecha. And I told myself, looking at them, Urebe Anim Levanecha Shalom Al Yisrael. 260 children in a city, Ekvelet, head of the world, Monterrey, over an hour flight from Mexico City, an industrial city. Almost all the children, Jewish and Greek, no intermarriages now. They know each other, it's a family. Berkeley, Manchester, same story. In New York, in spite of having the great spiritual giants of the last century, the greatest, and the institutions, educational institutions number one, and communities, magnificent communities, for two children born to the Jewish people. One of these two is lost for the Jewish people. Once I asked Dr. Alvin Schiff, who was in charge of Jewish education in Greater New York, he told me that only 12.5% of the Jewish children in Greater New York attend a Jewish school. 87.5% or to public schools or whatever. To speak about the future of Judaism, it starts in the kindergarten. The school is the answer. If you want to promise Jewish continuity, there is one way only: education. It's not a discovery, what I tell you. Just to emphasize and to speak very frankly and very clear. And here I want to tell you an episode of the last winter. I tell it to you with great respect. 40 minutes before lighting the candles of Shabbat, Friday in the afternoon, a winter Friday, starting January, it was. The telephone rings in my home in Tel Aviv. A lady on the phone. The Rebbe Smiley was busy preparing Shabbos. I give the telephone. The lady says, "We speak from the office of Prime Minister. Can you received a phone call now from Prime Minister Sharon. It was after his first stroke. And 3 days before he was ordered to go to a cardiologic treatment in Hadassah in Karen for 1 day. These were the expectations. Of course, I mean, had 40 minutes left to Shabbat. You know, he told me, I have established a new party, Kadima. We have declared and decided, together with the Labour Party, to have the new elections to the Knesset on the end of March. Less than 3 months from now. I don't want to bother you with these political steps. It doesn't belong to you. It's not relevant to you. But I want to tell you that I have a great concern which bothers me day and maybe nights. I don't speak about security. We are secured. We are stronger than all our neighbors together. They know it. I don't speak about a concern of international problems. We are good friends with the United States of America. Even the European unity understands that we have no partner for negotiations in the Middle East now. Our position is clear enough. We have a lot of friends. Even the social economy problem, which is a problem, doesn't bother me like the issue I want to talk to you after I return back from the hospital. As you know, I enter next week to Hadassah for 1 day only. It's ambulatory. A day later I come back home. I want to ask you permission. My secretary, Marit, will call you to fix a date and we have to sit together a long discussion about my concern, which is the disconnection between Jews in diaspora and Jews in Israel, and the disconnection of the youth in Israel from our heritage, our tradition, bothers me a lot. And you are the man to heal these two problems and to bridge the gaps. I don't know how to do it yet. I don't know what a position to offer you, to give you the means how to succeed. But I will give you one example of what bothers me. I tell you a secret. I asked a child, what is Ma'ariv? The child answered, it's a daily newspaper. And what else? That's all. Mari, like here, you're talking about. I see it every day. It's a daily newspaper. An intelligent child. Don't you know that there is a prayer, a daily prayer called Mari? I never heard about. I don't know. Avla, I shan't. You understand why I'm worried? An Israeli boy, an intelligent boy, I know him, doesn't know if. Maybe that he doesn't know, but at least to know a day prayer. We must find a solution. we are an immortal nation. Netzach Israel. Netzach Israel. Our hope will never be extinguished. We see it from our history. V'chodzor v'chodzor omdim aleinu v'chamriseinu. So, where are they and where are we? When we came on the stage of international family, we found there Ammon, Moab, Plishtim, Aram, Edom, Amalek, Tzor v'Tzidon, Ashur, Babel, Paras v'Madai, Yavan, Roma, Carthago, where are they? None of them exist. Hannibal, Carthago, what happened? And none of them suffered of genocide like we did. More than once. They were brothers. There were wars. 7 years of war, 100 years of war, 6 years of war, 4 years the former war. But not genocide to liquidate a nation. The only nation of the biblical time that genocide was proclaimed against him was the Jewish people. And they are the only one who exists from that biblical period. Is this not America? What is? So I am not afraid about Jewish or Judaism in future, but we have to save souls of brothers and sisters that are under a threat of assimilation, lack of Jewish education, lack of Jewish values leads to intermarriages, leads to assimilation, and again discipling is a threatening one. We are confident that Am Yisrael Chai Bekayam for immortality, for eternity, the continuity of the Jewish people is promised by Ribbono Shel Olam La'ad